This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Courtesy of the New York Times today, we got another glimpse of what the National Security Agency is doing behind the curtain and how it's doing it. In this case, coming up with nifty ways to use radio transmissions to track about 100,000 personal computers that would be otherwise unavailable. David Sanger at the Times reported the story with Tom Shanker. David, it's good to have you on.
Great to be with you, Kai.
First of all, how is this happening? What's the methodology? How are they doing it?
Kai, what the problem that the NSA has to solve is there is a good subset of computers that are walled off from the internet, completely isolated. And those are usually the computers that the NSA wants to get into most. So they started working more than 5 years ago on a program called the ANT program that devised small radio frequency transceivers that could either be installed in a computer by a human being, maybe when the computer is being shipped, or puts the same transceiver technology on a little thumb drive. And when you plug that in, it can broadcast anything that's going through that computer up to 8 miles away and allow the NSA to attack the computer from the same distance.
What do they do once they have this capability inside the box?
Well, the first thing they can do is plain old surveillance. They're inside your computer at that point. Mm. Many of these implants can also be a pathway in to attacking a computer. And remember, we think some of these techniques were used in the most famous cyber attack of all, which was the Stuxnet right. attack on the Iranian nuclear enrichment site at Natanz.
Along with the usual list of suspects that the NSA is targeting, you say, the Saudis and the Pakistanis and the Russians, trade institutions within the European Union as well. So they're it's friend and foe alike.
It is. And, you know, we learned that during the brouhaha a few months ago about the tapping of Angela Merkel's cell phone. This also gets to the great tension that is growing now between the business community, especially in Silicon Valley, and the NSA, because the business community is increasingly concerned that the techniques that the NSA has used allows the Europeans, the Chinese, others, an excuse not to buy American products. And I think as the year goes on, you're going to see more and more pressure from Silicon Valley to both trim back some of these programs and efforts by Silicon Valley to design systems that the NSA can't penetrate.
About the Chinese, David, the Chinese, as we all know, view national security and economic prowess very closely. How is this tied to that? Are we targeting, if you will, that part of our relationship with the Chinese?
The U.S. says it doesn't conduct any surveillance to steal intellectual property. And I believe that's probably true. If they had it, they wouldn't even know which American company to give it to. The Chinese know who they're going to give it to. Yeah. They're going to give it to their state-owned firms, right? And as you suggest, to the Chinese, stealing intellectual property and commercial secrets is part of their definition of national security. And this is why this whole argument back and forth about surveillance, the Chinese do on us or we do on them, has sort of been a dialogue of the deaf. We're not using each other's definitions.
David Sanger is the national security correspondent for the New York Times. David, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.